USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The bipartisan debt ceiling bill that passed in the House on Wednesday is now in the hands of the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said they will stay in session until they pass it.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
A Senate vote could come as early as tonight. There are still technical issues plaguing Spirit Airlines. The budget carrier said those issues brought down its website, app, and airport kiosks this morning. Spirit has not revealed any details related to the technical issue. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App against long-term money storage due to safety concerns during a crisis. Recent bank failures experienced bank runs as customers withdrew uninsured deposits. Unlike traditional bank accounts insured by the FDIC, funds in these apps are not protected. President Biden telling graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy that they can make a difference in the world.
A few classes, and there's a point in our history where they actually have a chance to change the trajectory of the country.
He said the U.S. military is the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen. Biden also appears to be okay after he tripped and fell during the ceremony and had to be helped up by people standing nearby. A woman is suing Bill Cosby for an alleged sexual assault that occurred over 50 years ago. Victoria Valentino, a former Playboy model, filed a civil lawsuit in Los Angeles under a new California law that temporarily removes the statute of limitations for civil sexual assault cases. And Wall Street is closing with stocks higher to start the month of June. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 153 points, the S&P 500 rose by 41 points, the NASDAQ was up 165. This is USA News.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prince Harry's drug use is prompting a U.S. court to review his visa as the Heritage Foundation sues for disclosure of his immigration records. The lawsuit aims to determine the legality of his visa approval, considering American immigration law's stance on past drug use as a basis for rejection. The court hearing is scheduled for June 6th in Washington, D.C. Churchill Downs is implementing new safety initiatives after an alarming spate of horse deaths at the track.
12 horses have died at Churchill Downs during the spring meet. New safety initiatives include a pause of track-based incentives, such as trainer start bonuses and purse payout allocations to every race finisher through last place. Payouts will now be limited to the top five finishers. Also, Churchill is restricting the number of starts per horse to 4 starts during a rolling 8-week period. And horses that are beaten by more than 12 lengths in 5 consecutive starts will not be eligible to race until approved by the equine medical director. I'm Paul Miles.
The city of Tulsa is commemorating the one-year anniversary of a tragic hospital shooting which claimed 4 lives before the gunman killed himself. The hospital established a blog for staff members to share their emotions and provide mutual support. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring a tropical wave in the Gulf of Mexico. The center states there's a 70% likelihood it could develop into a tropical depression or storm. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.